What's up, Boston? How y'all doing? How y'all doing on this lovely Thursday afternoon? Boy, do I got a treat for y'all. I'm Brian Edward, a.k.a. Bishop Toussaint, and we're here live at Studio 88.9 with some legends. I repeat, with some legends, man. Cultural legends at that. We are here with members of the Floor Lords. We got Mad Mike Daughtery. We got Alfonso Megatron Hunt. Yo, let's not forget Reggie Airflair Dillinger. You feel me? And we also have a big head honcho who came through to also put us on game on top of talking about it. Mr. Please, last name one more time. I'm sorry.
Horsley.
Jabari Horsley. Why? Because he's a Mustang. He's active. He's out here making things happen. Please give a round of applause.
You. In the building.
Yes, sir. Almighty Floor Lords.
Yo, has a journalist, has a fan, and definitely has a product of the culture y'all helped develop and y'all continue help evolve. I just want to say it's an honor to have y'all here. So is you, Jabari, because I understand you're also helping, you know, the people, whether no matter the age, whether if they have something they want to say or have something they want to produce, or has a product, you put them on the game, you help them in the right way so they could make sure that they're getting it righteously. So I just also want to say thank you to you problem, because brother. I'm a product of my city, as we all are. So
thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Appreciate thank you.
Hey, it's an
pleasure.
Honor.
It's a pleasure. I can't stop smiling.
Yo, I feel you. So yep. The first question for everybody, including yourself, Jabari, don't feel excluded. This is like when I ask these questions, it's to four people, not just to three. Okay. So I just want to let you know that.
But we are here to celebrate these brothers, and I want to make sure that the spotlight stays on them.
Yes, sir.
As it has been for about, what, 30 years now?
43.
Yeah. 43.
See, I was trying not to tell their age, but they going to put it out there.
43 and counting.
Right.
Man, so I can only imagine what y'all age was when I was like 3, 5, because that's when I really started watching like breakdance and stuff, and that's when internet was helping, you know, produce or help other people see what's been missing, and that's how I was able to see a little couple of breakdancing clips from what y'all did back in the early 2000s.
Great promotion. Yeah,
we were in our 30s when you were 3.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So yeah, it was a little big of a gap for you, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, but hey, the culture brought us together.
No question, absolutely.
We're here now.
Definitely, and then some.
Absolutely.
But what actually brought y'all into, like, breakdancing? Because as, it's easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very okay, easy. So that's a great question. And whenever I get that question, well, back in 1981, we weren't using a language that is being used today. Today, the word is trending. But in the 80s, breakdancing, the trend of breakdancing was just beginning.
Yeah.
So it was the trend of the time, if you will. And we were probably all in our own spaces and corners of the world, and took a liking to it, and we're practicing, and it's really the universe that brought us all together eventually. But it was just the trend at the time.
And I remember, if nobody, let me just drop some gems on Mad Mike real quick.
Yes,
he was one of the first people to backup dance.
Oh yes, the one and only. Yes.
Say it. I want you to say the name.
For Ice-T.
Mm-hmm. Colors.
Absolutely.
So, like, how did that come to be? Like, how did that happen that allowed you to open the space and open the realm for others to enter and actually make a name for themselves, like Mr. Megatron, Mr. Airflair, and so many other people in and out the Floor Lords?
Well, like I say, we were all our own force individually in our own rights, right? And like I said, again, the universe brought us together. I just happened to be the first member to travel west.
Mm.
And, you know, as I say, the universe, I was a B-boy from head to toe attire as well.
Yes, sir.
And there was a club called the Radio. is actually seen in the movie Breaking. It was an actual real club, and I was in there, you know, just being myself, posing, fronting as a B-boy. And Ice-T introduced himself to me, and the rest is history.
Round of applause. That's dope. That's dope. Because I watched Breaking 2. Is it that club you talk about? That's the club where they actually had that first interaction with the scene.
Exactly.
And they realized, like, oh, they got a shorty in the group.
Yes.
Oh, man. Come on. That's fire. Like, what? Now, that's fire.
The Mad Mike being, you know, shy and not wanting to say, though, but even to this day, you know, him and Ice-T, they hold a good relationship. Good relationship. They're friends, you know what I'm saying? Even to this day, you know, through the stardom, you know, in the hard times, they still remain friends, which is great. You know what I mean? It's good to know that, you know, we have relations, you know, with people that are out there doing, you know, things, especially for the community, because Ice-T, he supports, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people, man, and a lot of projects that they do. So it's great to know that, you know, he's still friends with them.
That's dope. I like that.
Brothers for life.
Yep, brothers for life.
And so you doing that, how did, after Mike did that, how did y'all seize an opportunity to really dive yourselves into the culture, to be a part of the culture, and actually have your name echo in eternity when it comes to the culture?
Well, first and foremost, we have a saying amongst the Flow Lords, once a Flow Lord, always a Flow Lord. Even though he went out to California to do his thing. Me, my boy Shallow, my man Andre, we started a group called Something Different Dances, and we was able to offshoot into popping with hip hop and house. So we was able to keep the Flow Lord love and respect going through that channel, but also kept it 100% throughout the culture and with the hip hop scene right here in Boston. Do a lot of traveling, dancing behind different artists as well, opening for different artists and things like that, you know? So in order to keep the Flow Lord name going, you have to go with the times.
Yeah.
So we was able to keep it going, like he was saying, trending. So we was able to keep it going in that aspect. Just like our other brother, Lino, he was able to keep the Flow Lord name going through Breaking and House and stuff like that. So we evolved with the times, but we always kept the base, which is Breaking, which is hip-hop, which is the soul underground culture of dance that we love so much. So we were able to keep that base going, keep that entirety going, and keep that love and that field going. And that's what kept us going throughout the years and throughout the decades.
Nah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, I remember reading absolutely. About that. Y'all realized that Breaking was losing its flow or trend in 86.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when y'all implemented different type of styles, which is called
All Styles.
Yeah, All Styles. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Allow me to jump in there. Technically, Breaking just went deeper underground, and it traveled to different countries. Different countries grasped it more. Here in America, everyone kind of like brought it down a little bit, but it never went anywhere.
Yeah.
It was just not as popular. So when these times came, guys like Mad Mike, myself, and my group with Dre and Shallow, we try to keep it going. We try to keep that same energy flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Lino. He kept the energy flowing.
Yeah.
So by keeping that energy flowing, the name Flow Lord stayed synonymous right here in Boston. It stayed the same. It stayed powerful. So we wanted to make sure not just the dancing didn't die, but the name didn't die. So we made sure we stayed focused on that. And trying to stay focused on nothing but the dance, we wanted to give that energy and that focus back to Boston and continue to have Boston on the map when it came to dance.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is beautiful. And that actually ties into something that I've been curiously wanted to ask y'all, whether if it was on and off the mic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, has people from Boston, has breakdancers from Boston, y'all traveled? Y'all traveled, I want to say, the whole world.
Globally.
Globally. Off y'all passion.
Yes.
What region of the world was y'all surprised at the most when y'all realized that breaking was within their own personal culture outside of the popularity? Because, you know, we have Japan, we have Korea, we have France,
you know,
we have Brazil.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because we just had a member of our group up in Japan, which would be Lino, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think to me that's probably the most surprising. You know, is the Asian aspect of it. You know, they adapted breaking and they mastered it. They mastered the art of breaking. You know what I mean? So that was probably more surprising to me than anything. But I mean, globally, you can see it all in the European countries, Russia. We even have two kids right now that are from Russia, that they dance with us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I guess there's not really one particular country outside of America. But, I mean, to me, I think the most surprising would have been Japan.
Mm.
Especially how Japan is strict, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's the most surprising to me.
And Asia on the whole,
yeah.
To me.
I'm not
Asian countries.
I'm not surprised at all. I believe that back in the 80s, Germany was really strong in breaking. Mm-hmm. My man Storm, he learned from one of our brothers, you know, Float. And their crew out there was really, really dominant out there at the time. They also had breaking competitions back in the late 80s, early 90s, called Battle of the Year. And in doing so, a lot of different countries used to go against each other, and that was back in late 80s. I say between the 90s all the way to 2000s that mm-hmm. the Battle of the Year was going, and a lot of people gravitated towards that. That's where it was like world renowned.
Yeah.
And moving forward from there, you know, it got blown up even more so, you know. Then a lot of different, you know, corporate agencies came into play. And then it took it to another level. So.
Yeah, and I especially with Battle of the Year, I believe when I got put on to Battle of the Year, that was also the same year I finished watching Planet B-Boy.
Okay.
So, yeah. Like. So,
super old school.
Yeah, yep. So the fact that y'all brought those two together, it's like very, very eye-opening. So it's just like, I just want to say, like, thank you for putting me on to more game and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to you, Air Flair, when mm-hmm. you said you called the style of what y'all was doing when mixing the house, the breakdance, and the hip-hop, all mm-hmm. styles.
All styles.
I just got to ask this. Is the Floor Lords one of the reasons why Red Bulls have a competition called Red Bulls All Styles?
Exactly.
Oh my God! I was yes.
Yep. You know, we've also had active members up into the Red Bull 1-on-1, which mm-hmm. they still do, which is probably like the second highest plateau outside of the Olympics this year. So you know, kudos to that, man. You know what I mean? That yeah, we were responsible for, you know, the all styles that Red Bull does. Red Bull sponsors us, so
yeah, I'd like exactly. To give a right. Shout out to Lino, yeah,
Lino.
Shout out to Lino, man.
Yeah. El Nino as well.
He's the glue.
Oh, definitely. Big shout out to the El Ninos and Lino, but shout out to y'all because this past May 4th, I was able to not just mm-hmm. only attend my first Red Bull All Styles event,
mm-hmm.
but that was. I actually lived out one of my dreams of dancing on the stage because. So, like,
nice.
Literally,
nice.
This is amazing. Yo, we got to drop the article soon, man. I told you. So it's just right. like this is like, oh, my God. Like, y'all are in everything. Y'all are in everything.
We try.
And I love it. Right. Like, thank you. And let's keep it going. Let's build
like
off of that.
We'd like to give you guys
shout outs.
We'd like to give you guys a brief history of the beginning.
Yes, sir. Take it away, please.
In the beginning, I want to give shout outs to my brother here, Mad Mike, who's super humble right now. because if it wasn't for him, Cisco, which is another one of our founding members, and Dave Carella, who actually created the group in the beginning. This is like the creator of the group right here, right before you. And he pretty much led the pathway to having Floor Lords as a household name. So between him, Cisco, Lino, those guys are the ones who kept the glue going, kept it going. A lot of us had our own little input, but without these cats right here, there would be no Floor Lords.
I absolutely agree with that. They are the glue. You know what I'm saying? They're the foundation. You know, it actually, they're the foundation of most of Boston's hip-hop, b-boyism, b-boy girl. They're amazing, you know what I'm saying, especially with what they put in. You can't find many crews, you know what I'm saying, that held it together this long. And that's one of the things that people admire about this group is that for 43 years, you know, this group has been one of the longest running groups, you know what I mean, that's just been running off and on.
If not the longest.
For the Dectus, exactly.
Now, y'all are the longest, because I believe when Breakdance actually came up to be, there was only two crews that was really making a name for themselves, and one of them was the Floor Lords.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I believe, although it started in New York, there was cats coming to Boston, and y'all just made the group. Y'all just made Floor Lords. And how I know this is because I graduated at the high school y'all was constantly doing sessions at. Madison Park. I had teachers telling me. I had teachers telling me about y'all. There's videos that went viral of Boston back in the day that shows Floor Lords getting down in front of Madison.
That was the rock against racism.
That was one of my biggest ones.
That was my biggest battle.
That was one of our first battles where we battled a lot of cats from the city, Unique Dominoes, Spin City Rockers. Mm-hmm. It was in a crew that they put together called Homeboys Only, HBO. Yeah. Right. And that battle is is pretty much synonymous with the legacy and the legends here in Boston.
Yeah.
All those groups I just mentioned, they all had like an etch in stone too in the creation of Boston hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
So be it that the Floor Lords was like the number one honchos to knock out all them crews. So we kind of like reigned supreme when it came to that.
Yep.
And y'all did it at the high school we graduated at. So trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all legacy constantly lives, and especially on those grounds. Like, there's not one day where if somebody's playing music or trying to dance, a teacher's like, man, back in my day, man, we had the Floor Lords coming through.
Yeah.
We had Nino. We had Megatron. I'm just there like, Floor Lords? Like, I could have sworn I grew up watching them sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
there was a lot of video out.
A lot of videos. But one of the main videos that people keep bringing up is the video where El Nino came out the duffel bag,
the suitcase.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the suitcase. Yeah, yeah. So like, please, I also want to know what made y'all dive into y'all styles that y'all do, because I've danced with you, Megatron, plenty of times. I love it. You feel me? Popping with you is ill.
Yeah.
But Air Flair, I seen you at work on through our videos, and what you used to do, crazy. What you still do now, crazy. But there was like one thing that you did, like you was doing an Air Flair, then you went on your elbows, and it looked like you was floating.
I could be
missing some things, but like literally, it looked like you was floating across the whole stage in a perfect circle too.
Exactly.
So it's just like, I can only imagine you put in hours.
Yo,
for that.
You know it's crazy, because this one right here, Tron, he always talks about that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Just back then, I gotta say, I probably just had a creative mind.
Mm.
The most
what
creative.
I did,
yeah.
I could tell you, you know, factly. Is I practiced a lot, you know what I'm saying? Even off the practice field with them, you know what I'm saying? I used to practice. And two of my motivations, we had a member, he was from out of New York. His name was Float.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the incredible breakers.
Right.
Yeah, God rest his soul, man. And Float was one of the most amazing dancers, man, that you could have ever known.
Incredible.
I mean, You got to say incredible. I mean, if you watch Crush Groove, you can always see Float. He was the one that used to do the head spin on the car, in the car wash.
Yo, that, oh, word?
Yeah.
Word?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, what? Yo, yep. My sister's going to go crazy.
Mind blowing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, man.
Yo.
Yep, that was Float.
Oh, yes, my God, yes. Yo. I really feel like I lived that era. This is so ill right now.
But you missed it. But you missed it, though.
Yeah, but this is so ill.
So much, yo, too. Right.
Before I let you continue, I just mm-hmm. want to say, do you want to know how many times I sat in front of the TV with a beanie just trying to get the position right with my brothers?
Oh,
like,
man, that's crazy, yo.
Like, the way he was going about
yo,
it.
Crazy,
without,
yo.
That's funny.
No, without right. tilting, he
nothing.
Was just straight
incredible.
Still ill with it.
Yeah,
oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yep, yep.
So shout out, continue, my
yeah,
sir,
shout
continue.
Out to Float. Shout out to Float.
Right.
So you know Float and we have another member, Six Pack.
Yes.
Right. To me, they were the most nastiest, man. You know what I'm saying? When it came down to doing like the power moves. So, you know, I always made sure that I wanted to keep up with them.
Yeah.
And I don't know, sometimes I thought maybe I never would, but you know, when I listen to my members, you know, they always say that I was pretty good when I danced. But they were the motivations, man, behind what I did. And one thing that I really was strong about is I always felt like I had to be battle ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody could beat the Floor Lords. So, you know, I had to come up with these creative things, man. You know, the reverse, whatever it was that I had to do, reverse flares, you know what I'm saying? Reverse whirly birds, whatever it was, I had to do the reverse, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew back then nobody was doing that stuff. So, you know, that was like my signature, and which probably made them start calling me Air Flares, because, you know, I used the flares, man, and put it in multiple positions and styles. But yeah, that was my thing, man. That was my thing, and I'm glad you appreciate it.
Oh, I highly do, because what most people don't understand is that if you're a power mover, the biggest thing on your mind is safety.
Mm-hmm.
These moves are power moves for a reason. They're not easy to do. They're not easy to commit to. So the fact that you not only committed to it, understood the safety of it to the point where you could do it like the chef's kiss, like butter.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Your name is also after one of the most iconic power moves in breakdancing, and it's for a reason. Like, you make Air Flare. So the fact that your name is Air Flare is just self-explanatory. You're like that. And this is coming from somebody who had to, like, watch off of archival footage whenever they got the chance and literally the blessing of an opportunity to see what they missed out. Because I was just at a young age, I really couldn't comprehend how deep hip-hop was at the time.
Right.
So I just want to say, like, really, thank you for...
No, it's an absolute blessing, man, just to know, right, that... you know, we reach the youth such as yourself. You know what I mean? Right now, I'm ecstatic. I can't even really hold it back, because I'm like, just to hear the excitement on, you know what I'm saying, that you had, just knowing about Float. I mean, that brings, like, you know, cheers to the heart, man. That makes me feel great, because now, you know what I'm saying, I know that what we do, you know what I'm saying, and the purpose that we do, things like this, it's working, you know what I mean, and it's reaching the youth. I mean, I'm looking at you at this platform, and that's great. You know what I mean? And I hope that, you know, most youth and anybody who wants to start dancing, man, is influenced by this.
Yeah.
This is great.
Oh, my God. We're going to go back to the youth, because I know y'all teach dance classes and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But please, I want to know more about the styles, especially before we go into Jabari, so he can shine some light, because I know what y'all do also ties to what Jabari does, and
absolutely,
you recently shared that too, so I also want to make sure you get some light. So before we do that, please, you know, Mike and Megatron, explain y'all styles
so
too.
I want to chime in and break it down this way. So we're from Boston, okay?
Yeah.
Just like any other, I would say any other city, and sometimes the region, everybody has their own unique style, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but for whatever reason, us here in Boston, I don't know, Tron may be able to answer this better, but it seems like we kind of stood out from a lot of other regions. including New York, and they're the foundation.
Word?
You know, oh yeah, Boston is unique because we are unique, if that makes sense. Right, and well respected in our uniqueness. So Tron can definitely explain this a bit more.
I would have to say it like this, right? When it comes to b-boying, we had some of the illest b-boys of that time, you know what I'm saying, in our crew. And to be a Flow Lord, you had to be someone who stood out. You had to have a certain flair about yourself, right? About yourself. Right. So you had to have something special. Now, when Mad Mike and Cisco was recruiting a lot of us, there were some B-boys that stood out. You know, Lino was one of them that stood out, and Lino had a unique style amongst himself, him and his brother. So that particular style became something special in the Floor Lord crew. And a lot of the B-boys that was in the crew kind of developed an offshoot of Lino's particular style of breaking.
Mm-hmm.
And it created something different than any other crew out there. So our style, whether it was our top rock style, whether it was our footwork, spins, combinations, or anything like that, we were unique in how we were putting things together. And that's what kind of gave Flow Lords like a small edge of being creative throughout their b-boying skills and being unique. Then it came to the popping, which is my expertise, right? It's me, Shallow, Dash, my man Domino, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
My man Andre. We were like the beginning poppers of the crew, and each one of us was absolutely different.
Can't forget Snow.
Definitely can't forget my homegirl Snow, absolutely.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We're all different in our own right. Dre was more of like contortionist, or what you guys call now bone breaking, right? He was doing that way before y'all even thought of that
real,
name.
Absolutely.
Way before y'all thought of that name. Number two, you have my man Domino, who was like the master waver. His waves were so smooth and silky. It was crazy. Missed that brother. Rest in peace.
Combinations with them.
Then you have Shallow. His style was more like where you break things down in like a waving robotic essence.
Animation?
Nope. It was more like a breakdown. You guys nowadays call it isolations.
Oh! Right?
And my style was more robotic, in a robotic status, where I would mix robotics with waving, mime, dime stopping, things of that nature. And then you have my man Boogie Boy Dash, who had like the quintessential New York style, Boogie Boy style, where it's waving, breakdown, come up, floor moves, come back up, and go back into nasty wave concepts. Then you had my man Andre, like I said, who was more like a bone breaker, doing double jointed into spiders, crawling across the floor, more of a waving and different aspect. So all of us were unique, but when we come together, it's like one big force. So that's some of the things that made Flow Lords unique, like had us being able to do different things as a crew, being able to do different rotations and things of that nature.
Right. So in a nutshell, we fed off of each other, and we also challenged each other, which kept us on our A game at all times.
You saying that reminded me of a saying that's been going around recently, because there's this group of youth that started this thing called Master of the Chamber, and their slogan or our motto is iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
So, and the fact that you say you like to stay battle ready, it made sense,
right?
Because even though y'all was practicing, y'all was probably making sure y'all was like, hey yo, if somebody walked up to you right now, you think you could you think you will murk that? I don't think so.
Mandatory.
So yeah, it's like I love the fact that y'all constantly put in the work, not because y'all just wanted to be famous off of it, but nah, y'all was literally doing this as a brotherhood. And this brotherhood within the village turned into a kingdom.
Absolutely.
And this kingdom
absolutely.
Is priceless.
Absolutely, yes. Man. That, priceless. That, you hit it right on the money. You hit it right on the money. Mm-hmm. Right on the money. You know. I do know that you know you guys wanted to touch a little bit on, you know, the Olympics and the induction.
Yeah, nah.
Which is you know, I mean, that's one of the greatest honors. You know what I mean? And, you know, I look at Mike, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we started this out, we never even planned, or we didn't even think this far ahead that, you know, hip-hop, rap, breaking would come to this point where, you know, we'd be honored in the Hall of Fame, you know what I mean? Alongside Kid and Play, which is, these are guys, man, that I used to watch on TV, you know what I'm saying?
House Party?
House Party.
Classic!
Yep. But hold up. This man right here performed with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you got to give it to him too. You know what I mean? Right. So,
not only that, you did it. You performed with Run DMC, Madonna, LL Cool J.
Absolutely.
I'm hip.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I love you. I love him, man. I love him.
Yeah, he did his homework.
He absolutely did.
It's an honor as a group to be able to do a lot of these dances and being able to have the opportunity to dance with a lot of these great artists and stuff like that. Back in the late 80s, we had the opportunity to dance with Kid and Play at one of their sister studios. If I remember correctly,
WILD?
No, what did 94.5 used to be?
No, it's not jamming.
It was never jamming at the time. It was 94.5 W. I can't remember it, man. It was a long time ago, so please excuse me.
I remember
too.
Dre used to do this show too.
WOE. COZ.
Oh, WZOU.
WZOU. Okay.
WZOU.
Thank you.
He's right. WZOU, that's right.
Pioneer right there.
Nah, you gotta put the camera. You gotta get Mr. Wookie on
there. Yeah. WZOU, they had hip hop on their radio station back then.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought Kid and Play, Candyman at the time. Y'all probably don't know nothing about that. They brought Candyman and they brought a few other groups. And we opened up for all of those groups at the time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was really dope, man. That was like a really good time for hip hop. We also had the opportunity to do a lot of things with KISS. I don't mean to say all these radio stations, but we had the opportunity to do things for other radio stations. And it is an honor for us to be inducted into the Berklee Hall of Fame. It's given us the opportunity to give the youth something to aspire to.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving us that opportunity to show that through hard work and perseverance, you can do anything you want in life as long as you put the work in. Nothing should be handed to you. Anything that is worth getting has hard work behind it. Mm. So if you're not going to put the hard work in, then what sense are you of doing it? So we put the hard work in. These accolades are coming our way, and we want to thank Boston for giving us the opportunity and giving us, you know, this platform and this shine, you know what I mean? Because without Boston, we can't be, you know? They've shown us love, and we try to return the favor by making sure our youth follow us in our footsteps.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. just to follow up with that, the fact that you mentioned that y'all wouldn't be here without Boston, without the youth, without people here, literally, not just supporting y'all, but understanding, like, nah, y'all dreams is our dreams too.
Yeah.
It developed other people like myself who wants to make sure y'all dreams is heard,
mm-hmm.
but also like people like Jabari Horsley, who also puts in the work behind the scenes that people don't know about. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with that graceful message, thank you, Megatron, with that graceful message, please, Jabari, like, let us know how you also are a part of the culture and how you're also helping out the youth and anybody else, no matter the age, who wants, you know, not just to be a part of the culture, but who wants to, you know, add on to it so the next generation could have something to look forward to.
Appreciate you allowing me to speak, and appreciate the Floor Lords for allowing me to be in this space. And it's funny because that was like the greatest segue that he could have given, talking about hard work and having to deal with, you know, the burden of, you know, things coming difficult. I myself am an 80s baby, crack era. You know, that had an impact on my life, the lives of many. It impacted me all the way until, as of still right now, 44 years old. Caused me to do 14 years in prison off and on. Just embracing the street life. I grew up watching the B-Boys, you know what I'm saying? Rocking the big laces and the Adidas, you know what I'm saying? The Kango hats, you know what I mean? All that was a drop off of their tree, you know what I'm saying? Embracing Boston, what it was. We had a big gang thing going on in the 80s and the 90s, early 2000s. And it all snowballed together. And that trauma and stuff that can shape you and create, you know, you to be a monster sometimes, having to survive. So I identify with, you know, young men, women, 4 years sober, you know. So not only does the post-incarceration thing weigh in with why I do what I do, my reentry program is Blueprint Reentry. As of right now, we've housed 30 men and women in the last 10 months. The program is completely free. I have a catering company called Blueprint Culinary. I went to catering school. I wrote that catering school while I was at Shirley Max. I got out. I followed through. I employ six, and I just continue to give to the community. They keep telling me, you know, that I cannot keep doing it without being a nonprofit or without a grant. My numbers are some of the best in the city, in the state. And as I was telling him,
Black excellence always prosper. Come on, man.
Yeah, and as I was telling you know, Reg, as we was riding in, and I'm saying, yo, man, they don't understand that I'm from Mattapan, that I got everything from the mud. I had never had nothing handed to me, so how can I miss grant money that I've never gotten? You don't miss what you never had. True. You know, I'm feeding them. I'm clothing homeless every week, every other week, feeding them every week, every other week. I'm continuing to grow. I keep telling them that when I go into the reentry areas of post-incarceration and recovery, I try to also teach men and women that the skills that we used in the streets, in prison, are transferable skills.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can, instead of selling dope, I'm selling hope. You know, hope and help is always needed.
Always.
You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
But it was that survival and survive at all costs that helped me get to where I'm at. You know, I won't leave here today without extending an olive branch to you young men, saying, hey, go right down that street, and there's going to be a brother there who can help you further your dreams, your ambitions, you know, make the goals obtainable. But the fact that you keep on grinding even when it isn't tangible, you know, and you have that faith and that desire to roll your sleeves up and work. You know, microwave instant gratification is something that this world, this culture right now, it's infecting it. You know, you need to unite. Me and this brother, I had a Black Excellence 4-course dinner party Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Reg talked last week. He said, I'll be there. Sure enough, as I'm behind the bar, and I used to be up under the bar drinking. Now I'm behind it, and I'm handing out the drinks. And he said, hey, man, I told you I was going to show up. And I said, man, I appreciate you. You know, sometimes we need the support from one another, people that look like us, talk like us, come from where we come from with no malice behind it or no intent or just to help somebody. You know, and I said, hey, I got a meeting at the marketing firm today. You know, I know you're trying to get into and expand the Floor Lords name and brand and work with the community. Yo, why don't you roll with me to the meeting?
Yeah,
this is the brother that helped me. He built my websites. He filed my paperwork. He did these things for me. And as we rolled in, I said, I don't understand why people now think that extending help to others is somehow taking from you. Right. And what I've experienced, it's only adding to. The blessings are coming in abundance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right.
And real. I think it's because of the saying, hey, it ain't for me to just, and you know, I'm 4 years sober come January 21st. So I say, hey, in order to keep it, you got to, you know, you got to, you got to give it away. And, you know, giving it away and not looking for monetary value. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I hope to, and I not only do I want to help this brother push whatever forms of videography or endeavors he want to do when it comes to capturing film and being creative, but I also want to hire him and his company to be the sole proprietors of everything that I do. Mm. My thing is to put the money right back into the hood.
Right. All right. Right.
So I appreciate you, man.
Now, you know, with him speaking, which is the reason why, you know what I'm saying, he's here. Because, you know, us as floor lords, we believe in giving back to the community.
Yeah.
Community development. So as you know what I'm saying, you watch videotapes and all that. El Nino doing the youth development at the school, teaching the youth and things of that nature. So we, you know, us as a committee, we came up and we said, you know, we wanted to give more. And one of the things that's on the rise now is, you know what I'm saying, community and social justice, you know, helping people coming from out of prison. You know what I'm saying? But it's not only that. You know, it's also about, you know, just giving people that second chance. Mm-hmm. So we decided that we were going to, you know, push, you know, me, Mad, and Tron, and another member of us, Cisco. So we thought that, you know, we develop a reentry program, right? And this man right here, Jabari, was one of the people that I talked to about the idea. And, you know, he decided that, you know, it was a great fit, you know what I'm saying, so that we can amplify the idea and put it together. And you begin to get, you know, people coming out of jail, people coming out of programs, youth, and things of that nature, just giving them that second chance, you know what I'm saying, in life, and helping them, you know what I'm saying, get job development skills and be able to be, you know, put people in homes, you know what I mean, and just help the community. So that is the reason why this man Jabari's here, you know what I'm saying, to help and ignite, you know what I'm saying, floor lord dreams. And we appreciate him very much.
And I appreciate y'all, man.
Yes, sir. One love, thank man. Thank you. Thank you. And, like, the fact that you come from Mattapan, I just want to say, like, this is why I love doing what I do. Like, like as you said, like we come from an area where we gotta get ourselves, mm-hmm. we gotta figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been plenty of times where I probably wasn't even gonna come here. There was so many times where I probably would have stopped things. So, I just want to say, like, mm-hmm. outside of hip hop as a whole, like breakdance and b-boying was one of the things that actually saved my life. And my brother could attest to that. I would play break beats in class. Mm-hmm. I would top rock. If I was having a bad day or sometimes I was chill on my own and I would just find myself hitting baby mm-hmm. freezes and stuff. We had a green screen project and I was breakdancing.
Right.
And like all that stems from the unity, the love, the brotherhood, you know, the sisterhood, the just the community love of just seeing each other as equals and moving has won. So before we wrap up, I literally want to say, Mike, Alfonso,
Mad Mike,
Megatron, Air Flair, and Mr. Horsley, the horse himself, because you moving, you active out here. You pushing a wagon for people to let them know it can be done. Thank y'all for being titans within our communities.
Well, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, can I get one last thing in?
Yeah, mm-hmm. what's up?
Okay, and I wanted to say something off of what Jabari was saying. Floor lords have proven through the test of time, we stood the test of time, and we've proven in time many things are possible.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Possible.
Absolutely.
Okay, because the last thing two things we would have ever thought of or never seen coming was one, number one, was the Olympic platform. Being recognized by the Olympic platform, that blew the whole hip-hop culture's minds.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a member of hip-hop culture, mm-hmm. it blew your mind. Olympics recognized us.
Finally.
Number two, the induction into a Hall of Fame as dancers. We're not rappers.
We're not singers.
We're not producers. We're dancers. It was a first, which just leads back to what I said. All things are possible.
Absolutely.
All caps. Remember that. Warlord, everybody. Thank you, man.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
We love you, ERS.
I'm Brian Award. ERS. This is Tucson. This is Studio 88.9. We out.
Peace.
Great interview, man.
That was great, man.